9 days of an alpha at the top. So Torah Shema, the more bring a ride to the shayla whether Gerushin has a din like shtika or Gerushin has a din like a hafora.
Right.
Like a hakama. Okay, Toshma. Emes the Omru Mesa Baal Nisroik the Rishus Lahav. Is Manshul Shoma Habal. So it goes back to the father because the husband didn't hear about it. Or Shoma the Hefer, or he heard about it and was Mefer. Or Shoma Veshosak, or he was Shoma Veshosak who makes Baba Yom, and then he dies that day. The Amrit Gerishin Kishtika Dami Lissinami or Shama Begirish. Why does it mention the case of Gerishin also? Why does it only mention it? It mentions Misa, it doesn't mention the case of Gerishin. Okay, I mean, Lord Tony Hockey, since it didn't say that case of Gerishin, Shrami, no, Gerishin Kakoma Dom, Terrace is Gerishin acts as a Hakoma. There's no din of this right now after a Hakoma. So you have a riot, the Gerishin like a cup. Or it says no, because Ema Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of that same Brisa, which says Avul Im Shama V'Kayem. If he did Hakama, a Shama V'Shosak, or he did Shtika, but Umeis V'Yem Shalacharov, he waited, he died the next day, which means he was Shosak the full day, which has a din like Hakama. So any Yochel Lahav for the father cannot be made for the netter. There's no din of Nisroik on that netter. But the Amarta, if what you just said is true, the Gerishin Kakama Damu, the Gerishin is a form of a Hakama, Lisni, why don't you say in this Braisa a third possibility, Vim Shama Begirish, that he heard about it, he was Megarish. So there's no din in this right now because Gerishin is Hakama. Elamid Alok Tani Hoch, yeah, we should argue. In fact, it did not say that in the Braisa. Shmamino, Gerishin Kishtika Domo. Because Gerishin is not Hakama, Gerishin is only a Shtika. Elamid Ha Lekala Mishtamine. So from this Braisa, you can't prove anything. Zeresha Dafka. If the declaration is correct, see, why don't you move over just a little bit so that you can bring her in.
Okay.
Thank you. So, if you say the ratio is dafka, then nosif sefer mishum ratio. It's just the declaration is dafka. So once it didn't mention gerushin in the ratio, it didn't mention gerushin in the sefer, even though the sefer really couldn't mention gerushin.
It's a partial debt.
Or if he sefer dafka, nosif ratio mishum sefer. So the rice is not conclusive one way or the other. Toshma, a different bride. So Nadra Vahi Arusa. So she made the netter as an Arusa, Minisgarsha. And then she got divorced. Minisarsa Baba Yama, she got remarried to somebody else. A feel of the Maya, even to 100 people, back and forth and back and forth. Avia Ubala Ha'achra and Mefir in the Rab. So the Hafar belongs to the final Baal. Well, in this case, so Moshe Shmuel Gerushin Kishtika Damu. Gerushin is not considered a Hakama. Because you're saying that the Baal Achron can be made for the Nether, it means it wasn't a Hakama yet. Because the Hakama Damu, he must be made for Oris Achron, Nidri, the Oikim, Oris Rishon. The Oris Achron can't be made for a Nether which the Oris Rishon was already making. So if Gerushin is a Hakama, there's no way to be made for it. If we're discussing being made for afterwards, it must be that Gerishin is only a shtika. So Morris says, Hacha b'mayaskinon, the abbreviation is Hacha b'mayaskinon, b'shaloi shama oris rishon. That the case was that the first oris did not hear about it. Gerishin really is a hakama. But he didn't hear about the netter, it's not a hakama. So the case was he didn't hear about it. So Mar says, Ihachi, my Iyya Baba Yom. So why does it have to be that the remarriage is the same day? I feel like Yomim Nami. It could be after 100 days later. if the neder was not heard by the first arbiters, so later Oris marries her a few days later, and then hears about the neder and is made for the neder. So, like, why do you need Baba Yom?
Oh, that's a question.
So that's true. Then, what's he talking about over here? That, like,
Mor says, Kishaloi Shama Oris Mishama Ha'av. The case was that the Oris didn't hear about it, but the father did hear about it. Okay. And that's why you need Baba Yom. The Baba Yom who the Motzi Mefer, Abba Mikan Ve'elach LeMotzi Mefer. So when the father hears about it, and the day passes
he doesn't trust the Nifka.
But the father being Mefer. And the Oris has, there's, if there be no Oris, so the nether is gone. Or if the father's not Mefer, so then the nether's Mukam. But so if the case wasn't that she remarried that same day, so by the end of the day, all she has is the father. So whatever the father does will be the status of the neder, and that's the end of the story. So we can't discuss the issue of the Oris Achron unless, and once the father's heard about it, unless the Oris Achron marries her that same day that the father hears about it. Okay, so comes up this brisa again. It doesn't prove anything about whether gerushin is like a hakama or like a shtika, because the case was that the first oris did not hear about it. So then the gerushin is irrelevant. It's a toshma. A different brisa. Another by bayom. Gersha. The yisir by bayom. So the husband remarried her.
So
any yachal
lahafer. So
the husband can't be mefer. So you see, Shmuel and Gershon kakama damu. He remarried her. Why can't he be mefer? So you see that Gershon is hakama. So Amri no, the Mor says Hacha b'nesua askinan. So we're not talking about a case of an Anar Maros, so we're talking about a regular nesua who divorces her and then remarries her with Ersin and Nesuan the same day. So she's a nesua again, but the problem is that since this neder already existed before the nesuin, even though it was during his first marriage, but his power of afora is now in his second marriage, and it's a case of kaidman. So even though an oris can make for bekaidman together with the father, by case of a nesua, which he does it all by himself, he can't be made for bekaidman.
Still some aspect. So this is a power that the oris and father have, or the oris has, is greater than the nesua.
Right. Since he's doing it in conjunction with the father, there's no such thing as kaidman by the father. By definition, neder she made in utero. I mean, like, but wouldn't be relevant that she be before such thing as kaidman by the father. So he joins the father, and he can make for a kaidman. Whereas a nesua, the husband doing on his own kayat, he can't be made for that. And anything which is done before she was under his rishus.
So is what we're saying that the act of erusin then.
It was caused by death.
Exactly. Well, with the kodmin, the father has to hear about it the day of the day of the erison or after, or could he have heard about it before?
There really is a partial element
to get there. If he hears about it before the erison, so that day he's going to pass either with one of the either hafor or not. So then it's irrelevant. The oris becomes irrelevant. He can't come in afterwards. Talking about a netter which was there from before the erison, but neither the father nor the oris heard about it until after the erison.
So it's a further limitation on Kurdman.
Well, that's a practical issue.
It's 99
just practically, if the father heard about it when there's no Oris, he's only Mefer. So he'll react. Whatever he reacts to, that's going to be.
You know, she's
determinative in what status is. You know. Either he was Mefer or he wasn't Mefer. At the end of the day, it's a Hagoma.
Still in the Parsha. But not fully. So that's why it's that middle ground. But the other way to understand it is that
what makes it Kudmin? Why do we use the term Kudmin?
I mean, for the Oris, it's Kudmin. It's a Neder, which is from before the marriage.
Yes.
The Neder was made before. The Neder was made not under his. The Neder was made by her, not under his purview. He didn't hear about it until later on. That was made while she wasn't under his control.
But neither he nor the father hears about it until
after the Oris.
Which is
so the Ichzira is Nisuan.
The case over here would have to be Ichzira was Baba Yoyim, would have to be a case of Nisuan because his power of Hafar is as a Nosui. So there had to be that he remarried her with Eris and Nisuan on the same day.
But I mean, it's interesting because it's really not clear that it's just talking about Nisuan.
Why? You're right. The worst making the deal. You can't prove the din of case of Erison, what the status is, because it's a case of the Suman over here. I mean, it's a difference. It's not the word is not saying that it can't be the other way. So the run top of the page. Toshma Emes say Omer Meis Abal Nisroik Nevishus Laav Harashti Lamal. Okay, so more system the ration. You have this diak. The fact that it does not mention the case of Gerishin, because Gerishin is like a combo. So more says Emes Eifel. Either the yakta miresha, rather than you should infer from the resha the gerushin kakoma damu, the gerushin is called akoma. Daik misefa the kishtika damu. Let me daik from the seifa. It's considered shtika. So more answers the resha dafka. So what are we forced to say? One of either the ratio of the sefer of the price is lav dafka, so we have no raya. Iresha dafka. The loy motzi in the misti gerushin mishum the kakomodam. If the diak of the ratio is correct, then it cannot mention gerushin on the ratio because gerushin acts as hakom. Therefore, nosif sefer mishum ratio. See, even though in the Sefer, theoretically, you could mention Gerushin as a form of Hakama, but since the Sefer is just basically parallel in the Resha, it's mirroring the Resha. So, not the Sefer, Mishum Resha, the boy of the Misti, the Sefer, Gav the Chadatu, El Alafuchino, the Gav the Resha. Its goal is not to say new cases, but to give a mirror image of the ratio. In this way, this is the halacha, and that way, that's the halacha. We told the same case back and forth. So they couldn't mention Gerushin in the ratio. They didn't mention Gerushin in the Sefer.
There is no
Sefer Dafka. If the Sefer, on the other hand, is Dafka, Tony B'Sefer Gerushin Mishun the Fashika Damian. It didn't mention Gerushin the Sefer intentionally because Gerushin is Shtika. So since it could not mention Gerushin in the Sefer, it didn't mention Gerushin in the Resha. Not because it's a comma, because it won't have a parallel case of a safe. So it only said in the ratio cases which are potentially able to flip around in the safe and say an opposite case.
So now he basically has two sisters that are flying.
So Kanegra says he doesn't get it. If you tell me that that Gershon is like Shtika. So we're saying we can't say it in the Sefer. Because it's only like Shtika, so the Diyuk of the Sefer is correct. So why don't we say it in the Reisha? Because if we say it in the Reisha, then it functions as Shtika, we wouldn't have the parallel case in the Sefer. Why not? We have the Reisha that Shtika itself, and then Misa. So it depends if there was Shtika and a Misa that day, or Shtika and Misa the next day. So we could have a scenario of parallel case, Shama Vishosak Vigirish Baba Yoim. Gersh is all like Shtika, and now it's possible how far afterwards, and he's right the Vishuslav. Shama Vishosak Vigirish Lamacher. So we have a case of Shama Vishosak Umesa Lamacher. That's the case of the Sefer. The Gresha is Shama Vishosak Umesa Baba Yoim. The Sefer is Shama Vishosak Umesa Yom Shalach and Rabbah. You do the same thing with the case of with Gershon. Shama Vishosak Megirsha Baba Yoim. And the Sefer you would say Shama Vishosak Megirsha Baba Yoim Shalach and Rabbah. Rager ends off his question. This is here in the Gideon HaShas. Hashem Yoreh Einai. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should enlighten my eyes. So Rishiv used to always point out that the Kiriger, when he asks the question, he'll end up the question with Sarkian Gadol. Hashem Yoreh Einai is the worst. It means he said this question is so compelling. I have no way to even start. Rishiv then used to say, if you think you can answer Kiriger's kashas and Hashem Yoreh Einai, you're a fool. That was the end of the thought. That being said, I think I have an answer, but obviously I'm a fool, so okay. Tashma.
It seems that both these statements are based on the idea that the Brisa would be comprehensive, including all cases, instead of just leaving out this one case.
Correct.
And is that a general cloud we go by, that Brisos are comprehensive?
Okay. We have a concept called Tana B'Shayer. The Brisos will make a list, which is not exhaustive. But the assumption is you don't leave out one case. There is my Shire, the High Shire, which means it's clearly compelling that the Tana over here is giving some examples, not making an exhaustive list, because I know for sure he left out case X. So therefore, when he leaves out case Y, I don't say it's because he intentionally left it out. He's not making a full list. But you see from the fact that Morris says there's a rule, always a question, my Shire, the High Shire, means the normal assumption is that the list is exhaustive. If you want to say that it's not, and therefore, if it's exhaustive, if there's anything missing, it's intentional, and we can make a diuk. When the Morris says you want to say otherwise, prove it to me that the list over here is not exhaustive. That means the default assumption is that the list is exhaustive, and anything which is not mentioned must be for a reason. Right. Even the Morris Teretz over here, there is a reason why it's left out, not because the halacha is different, it's because it wants to give a case which you can give a mirror image ratio and save him. So that's why I left it out. But there's a reason why I left it out. If it's not just saying, just leaves things out. But that.
You explained that to me before.
Really?
Yeah, now that you say it, it's like, ah. But was, is it the case that always more than one item is left out, or is, are there cases where we only leave out one item?
Well, what we're saying is we'll never leave. We're saying that the Derech HaTana is to say a full list.
Yes.
But there are cases where he doesn't do that. So, starting my default is he's saying a full list. If he's saying a full list and one case is left out, it must be that it's left out for a reason. Because he's making a full list. The answer is this is not part of the list. Why not? Because the halacha is different. Or because that's not the derech of the mechanism he wants to present. It doesn't fit into the mechanism. But there's a reason why he left it out. Because he makes a full list. The Mor is answering, no, there are scenarios where he doesn't make a full list. The Mor says, okay, but if that's what you're suggesting, that this is one of those scenarios, prove it to me. You're going to prove it by the fact that there are other cases which are known what the law is and fit into the mechanism and are not listed. Must be over here, the Tana is not making a full list. But otherwise, we assume that he is.
So the number of things omitted is not relevant.
Well, theoretically, you can leave out one thing.
Yeah.
The problem is that we would, if we know for sure that that's the halacha, so we left it out. He left it out. I wouldn't say Ayvei, but Shat Natan, he left one case out. That's doable. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you're discussing a questionable case, I'm not going to assume that that's why he left it out. I'm saying, well, really, look, is that it fits, but he just left it out. That doesn't make sense to us. If it's questionable, and I can believe that the halacha is not like that, I'd be more logical that he left it out, because it's not the same. So we bring the Braisa, and the case of Gerushin, so that you see that Gerushin Kishtika Damian. So even though there was Gerushin, we're discussing how far on the netter afterwards, it must be the Gerushin Kishtika. So now, the Ram is going to address the Mor's answers that he didn't hear about it. So why is the Mor assuming that he heard about it in the Raya before the Mor is doish? The answer is, it says Baba Yom. What do you Baba Yom for? Akarchem Medikin Shmiyas Kinnah. Baba Yom is only relevant if there was Shmiya. So Chodat, we're assuming the Shmiya, the Orisi, the first Oris heard about it and then divorces her, and we're saying, well, the divorce is not a Hakama, because if it is, what are you discussing how far afterwards? The Gerushin Kishtika Damin, the Shmiya the Avi, Marabuse Kitani Babayan, because like the Mor is going to, the Mor is going to answer Shmiya the Avi, and the Mor says, "Who do you Babayan for?" Therefore, the Gemara thought of that conversation in the beginning of the Raya. So listen, it can't be talking about the father because he's only Babayan. It must be talking about the Oris. So you see, there was the Oris heard about it, and Gerushin afterwards. There's no Kiddush in that. The Baba Yom by the father. But that's the din. The Kiva the Ika Shmiya the Av, the Afka Baba Yom, Avalamacher, the Yomacher, you know. So, not that there's any Kiddush in this, it's just a simple understanding of the father. Hears about it. She doesn't remarry the day that the father hears about it. So at the end of the day, he's the only person who has power over the netter during that day. So by the end of the day, something's going to happen. Either he did a four or he didn't do a four. If he did a four, it's mufer. He's the only one that's the mefer. If he didn't, he was shoysik. It's a hakama. So practically, you need Barba Yom. Not because there's any shidish. Okay. Toshma, the last raya, it says Nadra Baba Yom. It's talking about a case where that Nadra and Baba Yom Girsha. So that's where some of the Berusa Skinan. Someone on Rusa. He can't be made for afterwards. Why not? Alma Gershon got Kama Damit. So must be Gershon as a Kama. He'll go Kurkha Masnisa. Baba Yom. So going back to our Mishnah, so we had in the Mishnah a case of Gerishin. So according to this step of the Gemara, the Gerishin is like Hakoma. It can't be that the Oris had heard about it, because then the Gerishin would be considered Hakoma, and you can't discuss the din of you can't discuss the later Oris being the later person being made for. It's too late. Was I come already? She said no. The Ibishama Oris came in the Girsha, feeling the Sarsa, but I'm one of the Motzi Mefer.
Number two.
The Gershon is Shtika Damin. I can tell you the Gershon is Shtika. Well, on the time, I said, what's the shot of this? We're priced to the record. There was a suah in one of the cases. So as being made for as a nasui, he can't be made for bekaidman. Hilchah iarus. Even if the first marriage she was only an arusa, the second marriage he did the suin. So in the second marriage he's been made for by himself as a nosui, which he can't do because the netter was there from beforehand. But even a suah mitkila arusa b'soifi namla motzi mefer, and if she was in the suah the first time, so if you have a kaidman, you have a more basic problem. If he's only there in the second time, the kimish and nisei is pakalei ab or is any achal hafer el b'shutvis. So if there was an suah the first time, the father's out. Now, when he divorced her and just does eris in the second time, he has no power over her because he needs shutvis, which she doesn't have. So, when luckily the time of the end of the time, the Gemara, the Rambam's asking a question that the Gemara really says Anabal Mefer Bekaidman, that's half of the thought. So unless you assume that he did Ersin Asuin the second time, that's uncommon. So the issue is in the case of the Asuin the first time, only Ersin the second time, it's because the father was nostalgic. Why is the Gemara saying Anabal Mefer Bekaidman? Just tell me the father's. You left out half of the thought. The Ron says, in the words Anabal Mefer Bekaidman, you have the second thought. Why? Because what does it mean the Baal is not made from Bekaidman and Oris is? The answer is because by the case of the Baal, the Nesuin, the father is Nistalik. So included in the thought process, the words Anabal Mefer Bekaidman is this idea that the father is Nistalik. So I really included both thoughts in that phrase, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Why would the Oris have a power of Hafor Bekaidman and a Nosu not? Okay. But you know, look, Kasur Ramban's out. Keep in the buy and lo if shita. So halakha lamaisa, we have no, the Mora does not bring any final proof to the Shaila. So what do you do? Natkinan the Chumra, the Gerishin Kakama Damo. So we have to be machmer that maybe it's a hakama, and therefore behechad the nadra v'shama bala v'girsha v'hadra b'yomei. So a case where she made a netter, the baal was megarish her and then remarries her, she can't be made for the must be made for the, because maybe gerishin is kakama, and that's it. it, so he loses his power of Afara.
Ravel
Rashba Zal Kosov, the Nehida Bayan Lo Yevshitim, Mehanach Masnaisa, the Maisiya Law. Even though we have no braises which prove the Shaila. Yevshita Lay, remember the Shmuel, but we have arrived what Shmuel said before, what Shmuel holds. So we have a right for an Amara to give an opinion and decide the Shaila without any proofs from a Mishnah or Braisa. Right? Let's say Shmuel said, Amar Shmuel, Gerishin is Kishtika Dan. Okay, fine. That's what he holds. So give a raya from Mishnah? No, that's what I hold. Right? So we don't have a raya from the Braises, but we can see what Shmuel Shita is, and once we have Shmuel Shita, we have no reason to argue and say the Lach is not like Shmuel. What's our raya from Shmuel? Dhamma Liel. Shmuel Simnoan, and immediately the Oris Akron, made from the Dorm, Shinir al the Rishon. Okay? The Oris Akron can be made from the Dorim, which he'd gotten, already had been heard by the Oris Rishon. Because remember, we had a possibility to turn up in the Mishnah without Shmuel, that maybe the Loch of the Oris Akron is only in a case where the Oris Rishon did not hear about it. But in a case the Oris Rishon heard about it, the Oris Akron has no power. It was already, as it were, given to the Oris Rishon. The Oris Akron can't take it over. Shmuel says no. That even in that scenario, the Oris Akron takes over. We see that Shmuel had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. See, Tanan and Mastis and Boy Bayoim, Mishum Shmias Oris Nakat Leir, Lomashum Shmias Ab. So Ron explained before that what's the issue? It says the Mishnah Boy Bayoim. So what was the case? Why do you need Boy Bayoim? If it wasn't heard, you don't need Boy Bayoim. Right? And if Shmuel is wrong, and when the Oris Rishon hears about it, the Oris Akron cannot be made for. So you can't say case of Boy Bayoim that the Oris heard about it, because then the Oris Akron can't. The Mishnah says the Oris Akron is made for. That can't be if the Oris Rishon heard about it. Right, so how would you learn up the Mishnah Boy Bayoim? Because the father heard about it. That's why you need Boy Bayoim. Because if the father hears about it, and then the first husband divorces her or dies, but end of the day, he's all by himself. So there's no either he was made for, he wasn't made for, and then it's irrelevant. The Oris Akron. So that's one way to learn the Mishnah. But Bayoim is because of the father. But the way Shmuel learns that the Oris Akron can be made for, even if the Oris Rishon heard about it, the pshat in the Mishnah, like the Ron explained, was that Bayoim was referring to the Oris. Oris A heard about it, and on that day that Oris A heard about it, he divorces her or dies. She remarries on that day, and now the Oris Akron can be made for. So the Bar Yom is because of the Oris. So what was the case? The case of Gerishin. Oris Rishon heard about it. He divorces her. She remarries that day, and the second Oris can be made for. So you see that the Gerishin is only Kishtika, not Kakama, according to Shmuel. So therefore, and it says in the Mishnah, a case of Gerishin. So Bar Yom is going, according to Shmuel, is going on the Bar Yom of the day the Oris heard about it. He divorces her on that day that he heard about it. So if Gerishin's got Kakama, so what's there's no offer anymore. Gerishin is only Kishtika. So now the second, if she marries somebody else, fine, so he can be made for. So that's Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah. That is according to Shmuel, the state Mishnah. Okay. Even the Shmuel Amar Hachi, that's so according to Shmuel, that's his Masorah, the how to learn the Mishnah, and that's the din of the Mishnah. So we've arrived from Shmuel that Gerishin is Kishtika. Just because the Mor is Masupik, we have so much Shmuel has a clear Masorah on, and he holds clearly that's the din. We're not going to ignore Shmuel Shita because the Mor contemplates otherwise. So you can ask me a question. saying my time of Lepishtina Bayan, remember the small.
It's just you don't need to do it.
So why the more bring the raya? Ikal meimar the mimas nisin or mimas nisa bor the mifshato. We'll remember that maroy. In the Shiloh, the word wants to be a raya from a Bryce or a Mishnah, even though we know that one of them we have a raya from. So the Ram Bakhtavasa, I'll give you another example of that. We have a Shiloh in the Gemara. We have a raya from the Amaroyim, but the Gemara, when it brings the Shiloh, does not bring the Amaroyim because it wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah or Bryce. The Bayalon, the El, the Perik Ein Ben Amudra. The more has a shaila, are the kahanim functioning as the shluchim of the bailim? And therefore, in the case of mutter hanno, the kohen cannot act on behalf of the mutter. If there's the Israel, which is mutter hanno from a kohen, the kohen can't bring the korban because he's acting as the shliach, and he's therefore benefiting him by being his shliach. Or no, he's shluchim of shemaya. He's appointed by shemayim to do his job. He's not functioning, representing the Yisrael. It says the Mora Shaila before. And the Mora does not bring any final conclusive proof to it. Alva Gav the Havel of the Mifshat, so remember the Rav Hamnuna, Shib Rav Hamnuna. The Mora Kama the Kedushin, the Shukha the Shmaya Havu. The Mora Kedushin says explicitly, Rav Huna says explicitly, that Kahanam are Shukha the Shmaya, not Shukha the Didan. So when the Mora had a Shal over here, bring it Rav Huna, the answer is, so the answer is the more we're saying, I know what Rav Huna said, but I want to know, do we have any raya to the shaila from a Mishnah of raya? So the answer is, the more like, there's no raya. Rav Huna is still true. But that, the question of the more was, I know what Rav Huna says, I want to know, do we have any proof from a Mishnah of raya? So the same thing over here, I know Shmuel says, my shaila is, do I have any raya to the shaila from a Mishnah of raya? So the answer is no. But Shmuel didn't still stand. So this would be the same thing over here also, that the point over here is not that Shmuel is wrong, is that we're trying to probe and see if we can take Shmuel's halacha and find a source for it from Mr. Bryce. And the answer is we can't. But Shmuel didn't still stand.